Hello and welcome to. I'm so sorry.
You need to start that again. I'll keep it in. Doing really well.
Shall I just continue?
Yeah. Sure.
Right, welcome to another episode of Let's Talk About. You may think we died because we didn't do another episode for ages, but we just we're still here. We're alive. We had a few technical issues and I have a cat trying to eat me, but apart from that, everything is fine. We are joined as always by my lovely co-host Mr. Elliot.
That's me.
Hello.
Elliot.
I watched the movie that we're going to talk about this morning / afternoon. When did you watch Cinderella, Mr. Elliot?
I watched Cinderella when I thought we were still doing a weekly podcast.
Oh.
And I can't remember when. I feel like we've had a little while off. Actually, I can have a look because I'm just that well informed as a manager. I'm just that good. Let's talk about. So our last episode released at some point. It's not loading. But either way, it's been a few weeks since I have seen it. And the good news I have for everyone is I cannot find my notes on when I watched it. So the good thing is it's a movie. I watched it 5 weeks ago. I've just looked. So what can go wrong?
Wow, that's pretty heavy
that's
stuff.
My fault.
Because I watched it today. I have no notes, so hopefully we can counter your lack of notes with my lack of notes.
You know what? I can't think of anything more magical. So, shall we talk about what this film is? Because it's a very niche film. I don't think this is a story that people know too much about. Do you care to tell us about Cinderella?
Yeah, I mean, you may have heard of it. I don't know. So this came out in 1950, where I'm pretty sure the movies were in black and white. And yet there was this animated movie about, I guess she's an orphan, spoiler alert. So yeah, if you don't know the story, it's just the original. There's been a few retellings since. There's Cinderella Story, great film. There's the live-action version of this, which apparently is really good, that me and my wife haven't seen yet, and we're hopefully going to get around to that at some point. But this is the classic. I'm pretty sure I watched this as a kid. It's one of the kind of quintessential Disney stories, I'd say. Do you have a big history of this film, Mr. Elliot?
Do I have a big history of this film? No. I mean, it's Cinderella. Can we say it is the Disney movie? Like, can we call it that?
Could we call it that?
In the sense where, is there another Disney movie that over the years has had such a big impact and influence on other media?
That's a good point. Because I think the other, like, big stuff would be Pinocchio and Snow White, just off the top of my head. I think Snow White is maybe, I'd say that's quintessential Disney, but that was already kind of a story as well. I feel like Cinderella probably was. But the idea of the magic mirror and the poison apple and the witch in disguise and the, like, the seven dwarfs, I think that's all very iconic. But you know, I did talk about Cinderella Story. It's obviously been quite influential, hasn't it? So maybe you could be right.
Yeah. Like, there are so many adaptions to this movie. You've got, you were just talking about one before, the live action one with what's her face in it? You know, that famous actor.
Lily James?
Yeah, that sounds about right. I mean, I completely forgot. There's another one, like, a few years ago with Camila Cabello. Where she was, like, Cinderella.
There was, wasn't there?
And I never watched that, and I'm happy to continue my life not watching it.
Oh, did she not go, I love it when you call me Cinderella?
I love it when you call me Cinderella. Look what you started.
I'm so sorry.
But there's also so many like a Cinderella stories, you know. Oh, so many chick flicks on it. I remember seeing one with Selena Gomez in when she was like really young. And there's just loads. So yeah, I think, you know, Cinderella, we joke about it at the start. It's who doesn't know the basic story of Cinderella? I saw one tagline. Hang on, is it on here? Where it's basically called The Greatest Love Story of All Time.
Oh, they've never seen Twilight, obviously.
Yeah. I don't know where I saw it. Oh, no, sorry. The Greatest Love Story Ever Told. That's what one person said. And that person, I don't know who it is, but it's on Letterboxd. Yeah, or whatever it is. I don't care. So, yeah. But is it the greatest love story ever told? I don't think so.
I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
But I do think it's the most influential love story ever told. Yeah. I cannot think of another love story that's had quite so many adaptions.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but yeah, it's definitely been one of the most influential. And you think about all the pieces of the story, you've got the tragic kind of backstory, hard done by young girl, you've got animals, particularly talking animals, you've got evil stepmother, that's quite classic kind of story. You've got the prince, you've got the fairy godmother. It's kind of got all the pieces. The songs are great. The artwork I was particularly quite impressed with, like with the you've got the nice choral opening with all the credits, because we were talking about this earlier, how like a lot of movies, particularly superhero movies recently, have had like an opening credit scene that's like really long. And they're like, my wife said that's a bit of a pattern. And I said, it seems to be a resurgence of this stuff from the old days. But just the kind of painted backgrounds as they're like walking through the kind of garden at night was really like really beautiful kind of artwork and really crisp animation for, you know, a film that's 74 years old.
Yeah. And I think, because when it comes to, because I think we can talk about our non-spoilery reviews, can't we? Even though, to be fair, I feel like surely there's no spoilers for this movie.
Yeah.
But we will be nice just in case. This isn't my particular taste of Disney. So I'd lump things like this, Snow White, Sleeping Beauty, those type of things, those classic Disney movies, you know, these princess movies, they're not like my favourite Disney. It's not exactly my cup of tea.
No.
But if, let's say, I was asked to put like a ranking together of like the best Disney movies, and it wasn't like a personal listing, I would have this up quite high. Again, because of the influence. And like you said, really, if we talk about it, it is a perfect Disney movie. What can you really fault about this movie, considering, like you said, it's 74 years old? But that is just me.
Oh, well, no, I think you are right, though, because I put it on and I was like, oh, this is nice, comfy watching. And then the stepmother's just so evil. And I was like, oh, this is painful to watch how mean for no reason. And then it just reminded me of a Cinderella story, which reminded me of this. But then, like, the story goes on and it's just very comfort viewing. It's one of those, I said this about, was it Lady and the Tramp? How it's like, if it was like on TV in the afternoon, you would all just be kind of like watching it and then like chatting and doing other bits. But it had that very comfy, warm kind of feeling that those old movies had. But this kind of had a bit of everything as well. You've got the sad kind of main character, but you've got the funny little animals up to no good and doing all this and that. You've got the evil stepsisters that are quite funny. And I love the subplot of the king trying to marry off his son, and then the duke who's like constantly arguing with him, and where a woman, he's ready to knight him because he thinks he's found the bride for him, and then when he says she got away, he's ready to cut his head off, and it's like, oh, I like this guy. So yeah, it had a little bit of everything, and I guess we'll talk about it later as well, but with the fairy godmother and all that kind of stuff, it's like, oh, as soon as that music starts, I'm just like, I'm in the film.
Yeah. So yeah, I think for me, we might as well. Well, no, I'll say this first. For me, this isn't one of my favourite Disney movies, but I respect it a lot. As a movie, I think it's faultless. It's just not necessarily my particular taste. But even then, I'd give it a 3.5 out of 5, you know?
Yeah.
For like a personal rating, in terms of enjoyment. But this kind of story, it's been done to death. And obviously, this was one of the first versions of it, because this was a story before, wasn't it? This was like...
It must be, yeah.
A book, yeah. Oh, we should do our favourite segment. Is it based on a book?
I feel like... But yeah, unless I'm mixing up with Ariel, where the real story was a lot more gruesome, particularly with the shoes. But I don't want to look into that, so I'm not going to. I'm quite glad that we do this podcast, because, again, this is not a film I would ever choose to sit down and watch, just like all these other films. And yet I'm really glad I have, because, oh, this is a nice little film. And you can see all the influences and all those other stuff. And it's like, yeah, because otherwise I would just be watching Hercules and, what, like, Moana on loop. So it's like, a lot of good, I think, to do that.
Yeah. And yeah, this was a story beforehand, which I'm sure it was. And it was written, it was published even in 1634.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm sure it was no different whatsoever to the... no, but you know, if you've got some spare time on your hands, have a little look at the book version, and then let us know the differences. And why not? We'll do this in a weirder structure. Could they let us know the differences?
Oh, well, because we're feeling a bit crazy, you have to send us an email at letstalkabout2022@hotmail.com, or you can drop us a DM on Instagram. You might have heard of it. Our handle is lta.podcast, but you have to make sure you leave a DM before midnight, otherwise the magic will wear off.
That's true, and we'll realise that no one listening to the podcast.
Who does this glass slipper belong to? Oh, no one. Okay.
Oh, never mind. Should we just go proper into depth about this movie now? Spoilers away.
Is it a thumbs up from our podcast?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say for any modern Disney fans who haven't seen this, I think it's probably worth chucking on.
Yeah. Because the best thing about it is it's only 74 minutes long.
I was waiting to see how long it took us to comment on how short it was.
We love a short movie.
We do.
You know, when we have it as our job as podcastionians to watch movies, we like a short movie. And when I say job, I mean slight hobby, which we forget about. Hobby. But this is a film where, kind of like Pocahontas for me, where I was pleasantly surprised in the sense where I grew up kind of like bored of it. But on the rewatch, watching it again, I think I liked the words you used. I'm pretty sure you said it. It's a comforting movie. It's got that Disney magic part of it. Yes. The music is beautiful. And there's parts of the story which I didn't remember. So like when you were saying about the king's sort of like hand, who was just like, you know, trying to like help him out and things like that, I completely forgot about that side of the story.
Yeah.
And when I say forgot, I mean I cannot remember that ever happening, where he was like literally trying to find a suitor for his son.
Yeah.
But again, humorous.
Yeah, because again, I didn't remember that either. And I was thinking, but it kind of makes sense, because why on earth would there have been a ball where Cinderella would have been there? And it's like, oh, yeah. And there's other little things, like when it starts with her father, and then like he dies and all this other stuff. And it's like, oh, it's just like Cinderella's story. But, it's like...
Funny, right?
When you think of Cinderella, you think of glass slipper, does all the chores, evil stepmother, the magical pumpkins, And yeah, that's pretty much all you think of. But yeah, it's nice seeing all those details.
Yeah, exactly. And when I think about this movie as well, I feel like this has one of the top five kind of like quintessential Disney songs, which is A Dream Is a Wish. I was going to say, is it the most iconic Disney song? But then I realized I've said that before. I've said it in Pinocchio.
Yep.
I've said it in The Little Mermaid. So I'm not going to go that far, but I think it's definitely up there.
It's easily up there because obviously, like, When You Wish Upon a Star was so big. It was, it won an Oscar, and then it was like the intro song for every Disney film. So, you know, it's hard to beat that one. But I'm sure there was some kind of advert where Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo was on it. And it's just so easy. So, like, just fits in perfectly. And, yeah, it's hard to think of other more classical... because I think about Sleeping Beauty. Like, I know there's the one where she's like, I know you walked to me once upon the dream. But that's not, like, an iconic song. It's not like... Circle of Life, for example. So for all the old films, yeah, this is definitely... It stood the test of time, I think, as well.
Yeah, cool. And I am right as well, because obviously this has been like 4.5 weeks since I've seen it. This is the film with A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes, isn't it?
With what, sorry?
A Dream Is a Wish Your Heart Makes. That's this film, right?
Yeah, I think... Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I'm going to check it, because you don't look confident in that. But I was just like, wait, is it Sleeping Beauty?
Yeah, it's what Cinderella sings, isn't it?
Yeah. Because, there you go. Yeah, it is. One thing that's got in my mind is it Ilena Woods? Is that her name? The actress who played Cinderella?
Sure.
I remember reading that as she got on in years, she developed Alzheimer's. And she couldn't remember anything about playing the part of Cinderella.
Mm.
But her nurses said that she was always comforted when that particular song came on. It's like it calmed her down completely.
That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, which I think is really sweet.
Mm.
Why not? As we're on trivia, I might as well keep around it. Oh. Also, sorry, Ilena Woods, I should say.
Sorry.
She beat 309 other girls to the part of Cinderella.
Wow.
309. Isn't that insane?
It's loads.
Yeah. Apparently, she had no idea she was auditioning for the part until Disney contacted her. She initially made the recordings for a few friends who sent them to Disney without telling her.
Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. I like this as well. This will be the last one I say, because I think it links in quite well.
Mm.
Is when they have a transformation of Cinderella's torn dress to the white ball gown, that was Walt Disney's favourite piece of animation.
Yeah, that is... I've seen that so many times. I feel like on all of the... what is it, like the DVDs and all the kind of things? Where
and the VHS.
Yeah. It'd always have that shot. And it's like, yeah, to be fair, what else would you show, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, it's really weird when I'm describing my thoughts of this film. Because like I said, it's a perfect film, which I don't love.
Mm.
But I have so much respect for it as a movie. And I will quite happily watch it again. And I said, you were talking about maybe at some point doing the Lily James version of Cinderella.
Yeah.
Which I haven't seen in years. I saw it when it came out in cinema. But you know, why fix what's not broken? That's not the... Yeah, that is the phrase.
Yeah,
why not?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
No. I think how I said it was why exactly fix correct. Broken.
Well, it's interesting yeah. You talk about that because I mentioned this in my job. So for any listeners who don't know, I'm a teacher. And we were talking about something. That's right, because we were reading War of the Worlds. And I was saying, like, this is obviously an old book. It's from like the 1800s. But you have to remember, at the time, it was groundbreaking. And I said to him, like, have you ever had it where your parents have, like, wanted to put on a film and then you watch it and it's, like, really dull and they're, like, raving about it and they're, like, a lot of them put their hands up. And I was like, yeah, because I watched Blade Runner and it was like so slow and very weird, but you could kind of understand it being cool. But you have to think, at the time, it was so amazing and it blew everyone's minds, and it's been so influential. Like, every piece of sci-fi from the past like 30 years has some reference to that film. And Cinderella is a great contrast, I think, because you've got so many other kind of rom-coms and dramas and things that have been based on this. And you have to think, at the time, when in the 1950s, so, you know, World War II is in living memory, all the films are black and white, there's this amazing, magical, animated picture with all these funny little mice and this really colourful palette. It would have, Ethel would have loved it. You would have watched it so many times. And I think that makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. I had something on the top of my head and then it just went.
I'm so sorry.
But never mind. No, sorry. I was just so flabbergasted by the way you explained all that.
Oh.
I thought that was beautiful. You're welcome. But yeah, I love this movie, but I don't. And I'm so amazed by everything it's accomplished in the industry. I think, you know, there's some hilarious bits in it, like we've already talked about. The music's spot on. The detail in the animation, especially for when it was, is incredible. It's got that thing that I love. The whole reason we're doing this stupid podcast is it's got that Disney magic in it. You know?
Yes.
And then, like you said, I would not have watched this movie randomly. When am I ever going to think to myself, oh, I've got an hour and a half, let's stick on Cinderella. It's
yeah.
not going to happen. You weren't going to do it today on a normal thing. But then you never regret watching a Disney movie, because even if it's rubbish, we get to talk about how rubbish it is, and that's funny.
Yeah, exactly. I will gladly watch Chicken Little just to hear Elliot moan about it. But I'd also watch a good film like Cinderella so we can talk about how good it is.
Exactly. So if you're if you've lived under a rock and you haven't seen this movie, give it a go. It does have though that old Disney thing where the villain or the sad part of it is like really cutting. Like
yeah.
all the scenes with like the mother, it's like it's a bit too hard. You know, it's like Bambi, the opening of Bambi where the mother dies. And that's not a spoiler, it happens in like the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, all that type of things, that wasn't English, all of those types of things, you're not an English teacher, right?
I wish.
That's what I do struggle with, because it makes me sad.
Mm.
But then it always has a happy ending, a Disney ending.
Yeah, there's there's the bit where she locks up Cinderella, and then she finally gets out, and then the guy is about to give her the slipper, and she's got that little smirk where she sticks the thing out to make the guy trip and break the glass. And she's so happy about crushing this child's dreams. And you think, she's so evil. Is anyone really... I mean, there probably are people that are evil. But it makes me thought that if Disney made this film today, the evil stepmother would be so different. Because if you think about the past few films in Disney, there's not really been a villain for a few of them. And we've really gone away from having this kind of villain. You think about Ursula, Hades, Scar, Frollo, all those guys are like the awesome, iconic villains. And Evil Stepmother's a bit kind of one-dimensional, very evil, very calculated. But they'd probably give her some kind of tragic backstory to make her more, like, empathetic. And then it's like, no, just make her evil, because then you get this really nice ending where it cuts straight from, oh, the shoe fits, to they're married. And then she kisses the king on his head. That was nice.
Yeah, and I think there's like two sequels to this movie. Obviously not created by the Walt Disney Animation Studios, but, you know, whatever it was, Toon Studios, whatever. But again, it's just like, I'm intrigued to see what they would be like.
Yeah.
Not intrigued enough to start watching them, but...
No, as soon as it finished, I think the second one popped up. I seem to remember seeing a trailer for the third one. I feel like there was time travel involved or something. And it's like, oh,
yeah.
Is that going to make me too sad?
So, yeah. But maybe it's like one in between at some point. We take a movie we've seen, you know, like that one with the dog and the fox. Fox and the hound.
The dog and the fox.
And we just see, what are these midquels or prequels or sequels like?
Yeah.
Are they any good?
There was
apparently one... the Lion King ones are quite good.
Oh, well, that's it. I was trying to think. There was one I said that I'd want to watch the second one for, even though it's not come up. I don't know if it will. And I'm pretty sure it's the second one because my wife really loves it. And because there's particularly one song, "He Lives in You." That's a banger. That is. So I might just watch that in my own time.
He lives in you. Isn't that in the musical version anyway?
Yeah. It might be. I can't remember. He lives in me.
Yeah, so that one was written for the musical. Have you seen the musical? You have, haven't you?
I have, yeah. They have the giraffes on stilts. They have little, like, sticks for the deer. Oh, not the deer. What, the wildebeest? And so it's like, oh, that was good.
I like that's what you took from it.
Yeah.
When we went, we were on, like, the ground floor. I don't know if you, were you ground floor or were you up?
We were up high, I think.
So on the ground floor, they all come, like, all the animals come out, sort of, like, from, like, behind you as they go onto the stage. And, like, we have this woman just come out, and I'll move away from the microphone just so I don't, like, destroy everyone. But it's, like, this, you know, black woman right next to us in, like, a proper gear just going, like, proper, like, African Freddie Mercury. And, you know, nice. they just start yelling. And then the music comes in. You're like, oh, okay. That's cool. But yeah, it was great. Well, if you haven't seen, we've gone off topic. If you haven't seen the Lion King musical, you know, save up, give it a go.
Yeah, also recommend. While we're there, I also saw Hamilton, so why not go see that?
Oh yeah, cool. No, let's not go into this. Otherwise, we're gonna really go off topic. But yeah, but obviously, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Now, Seb's already mentioned how you can contact us, lta.podcast on Instagram. Or the email if you really want. And yeah, let us know what you think of Cinderella.
Yeah.
But now we come to the main part of this where we find out what we're going to be watching next.
Yeah, the only reason anyone listens.
Yeah, to find out what we'll talk about next, just so you can ignore that and then go to the next end of that video. No, audio, no, podcast. You know what? Let's spin, shall we?
Let's do it.
I like how, even though we've watched so many movies,
there's still loads.
This wheel doesn't seem to ever sort of like quieten down. It doesn't help that we keep missing weeks on end, but you know, what are you going to do? Oh, fantastic. Oh.
Ooh.
Interesting. Did we watch the first one of that? Yeah, we must have done. Yeah, we did. Oh, there we go. We've got a sequel. I got really excited because it was on Monsters University, and it was on Monsters, Inc. I was like, yes, Monsters, Inc. And then it finished on a Pixar sequel, which I completely forgot until just this moment that we watched the first one for. Incredibles 2.
Ah, because, we saw the first one, didn't we? Oh, that's interesting. I think I saw this at the cinema.
I remember seeing it around someone's house.
Oh, maybe I can't remember if you were there. Maybe it was DVD then, actually.
Who knows? But yeah, so we're going to do that. And then what we're going to try and do, we're going to try and actually get on top of this podcast. Can you believe it?
Oh, yeah.
And who knows? Maybe we'll watch some more stuff. I don't know. But yeah, keep an ear out for that.
Yeah, well, we've watched a few things. I'm trying to think what stuff that we've both seen that we can talk about. And That's Good is a tough one.
Yep. So, next week, I don't know what we'll talk about. It might even be The Incredibles 2. Who knows?
Ooh.
Who knows? Or it might just be something else. Maybe we'll watch Fox and the Hound 2, the midquel.
Yeah,
which
has
still scarred me if I've not seen it. Because doesn't it break into song or something? Isn't it a musical? You know, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. I might be saying. Right, clear
so
my
I
schedule.
I feel like what can go wrong. Yeah. Let's go watch that 3 times in a row. We'll do an in-depth thing on it. So yeah, if you've learned anything from this, it's go and see Hamilton.
Yes.
All right. It's a slipper on for me.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I thought I was going to start something beautiful there. It didn't happen. And yeah, but it's all right. I don't even know what I had in mind as far as say a random sentence.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Yep. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I think we've hit it out of the park again.